Hello again, and welcome to the May 2020 Inspiring Innovations Learning Moments podcast. My name's Marv Pikla, and every month I have the privilege with this podcast of sharing some form of leadership, communication, innovation, professional development, or other learning moments that I've experienced in my career, and with the hope that in some way, somehow, that it comes along and helps you too down the road. This month, we're going to go and touch on a special topic that I think is important to everybody. It's called braggability. All right, I get it. I can see from the questioning look on everybody's face and that maybe this time I need to start out for sure with a more clear definition of what I call braggability. And let me tell you, first, don't bother looking it up in your Webster's Dictionary or a thesaurus. You won't find it there. It's one of those cool, kind of made-up words, but I believe that braggability has a special meaning and a special purpose in everybody's world of work. To me, braggability is a statement. Braggability is a statement about you, your company, or your organization, and its ability to be great in a special area of service or a product that you produce. And to determine your braggability service or product, you have to think real hard and ask yourself maybe a few specific questions to make sure you know what fits as a braggability factor. So here's one of the first questions. What would your clients or customers say to you if asked, what is the best thing that you produce, the service you provide? What would your client customers say would be that thing? Okay? Another question that you'd have to ask to find your braggability is, what would the local media identify as that braggability item for you? Without even having to ask or suggest something to them, what would they say? Another question is, what product or service would your partner companies or organizations brag about for you? Again, without any prompting from you, but just because they want to. Okay, what would it be? And the last question, finally, if in the Better Business Bureau and they were going to nominate you for being the best in the world for a special service or product award, what would it be, man? What would it be? Do you understand? Braggability is not a negative or like a self-promoting thing. No, it's working hard to be the best in the business entity in a certain area because of the abilities and your creativity and your timeliness and your follow-through. That's what it's all about. As an example, back in my workforce development director days, our braggability area was that everyone would kind of look to us for trying to be innovative, experimental, and pilot test new initiatives that were always maybe on the outside edge of the rule book, but always, always creating new opportunities for the cause and that cause of helping people and businesses. No matter what, people understood that it's the innovation and the cause that would be our points of braggability. So, what's your area? Do people know and understand what you do or routinely just ask, what are you guys up to these days? Do you try to be everything to everybody and then just run that risk of being a little bit to everybody? Do people know, braggability-wise, what your agency stands for? Do people look to you as a leader via your braggability area? I guess the bottom line is that I believe having a strong braggability area or areas helps build your credibility. It helps knowing that you're needed in the community and almost indispensable. And it means that you're partner potential, that people want to partner with you. And, you know, another high value piece is that people can come and count on you every day and in every way when it comes to this braggability moment. So I guess during this transitional time in the world, consider what is your braggability area, category, and build on it. And remember, during this time, asking for help with this challenge and other developmental challenges, asking for help is a strength and not a weakness. And so even asking others to help you figure out what should be, could be your braggability area is just a show of strength. So again, thanks so much for listening this month, and we'll talk more in the months ahead.